Christmas morning. As exciting as Christmas Eve was for me as a child, as wonderful as testing mom's cookies were, as amazing as seeing more and more presents wrapped in beautiful paper appearing underneath the tree, as magical as Christmas Eve candlelight communion services were, as awesome as jumping into bed and covering our heads so Santa Claus could come that night, it all paled in comparison to the pure joy of Christmas morning. Waking up before the crack of dawn, my brother dragging me out of my bed by my foot and down the hall and into mom and dad's room, where we would jump up and down on the bed to wake them up, not realizing that their heads had only just hit that pillow. We wanted up. We didn't want to wait. We wanted up because down that hallway, there was a door. And in that door, down close to the floor, was a vent. And that vent let light in from the living room. And we could see the multicolored, glowing, twinkling lights of our Christmas tree, signaling to us that Santa had come. And so we wanted to get out there, but we knew, Mom and Dad had long said, you can't go out without us, so we had to get them up. I can remember waiting there with excitement while Mom was in the bathroom, not knowing that what we were really waiting for was for the coffee pot in the kitchen to finish percolating. Today, that preparation of the holy water called coffee is essential for me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But as a kid, I had no idea why we were waiting. And I didn't want to wait anymore. Let's get in there. Let's see what Santa brought. Let's tear into those packages. Let's go. But no, we had to wait. Like the season of Advent making us wait, we had to wait for Christmas to start. Remember that Heinz ketchup commercial back in the 70s? Anticipation, it's making me wait. It's so good. That's what Christmas is. The anticipation was overwhelming. The excitement, the wonder that was Christmas morning for me. And that's the wonder of Christmas that we should all feel and know, that we should all experience when celebrating the birth of the Christ child. We sang just a moment ago, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The little town of Bethlehem waited for the Messiah to be born. Mary and Joseph waited for the Messiah to be born, for their baby to be born. It was personal to them, the birth of the Christ child. We wait in anticipation for the coming of the Christ child. As children, we wait with excitement. As adults, often we become jaded and cynical. And yet, we're waiting for the Prince of Peace to be born, to celebrate that birth of the author and finisher of our faith, the one around whom the world, the universe, will change. From how still we see thee lie, from deep and dreamless sleep, from silent stars passing by, from the depths of dark streets shineth the everlasting light, a light that overcomes the darkness, that overcomes the hatred and bitterness, the sin, death, and evil, lingering pain and fear of the world. The hopes of all the years, the promise for peace, the expectation for joy, the embodiment of love that is the Christ child are met here in Bethlehem tonight. Only sadly today, the dark streets of Bethlehem are silent, not in anticipation, but because of war. The celebration of Christmas has not been possible in Bethlehem this year, due to war and hatred, anger and wrath. Marcia and Ellery Duke forwarded to me an email from their daughter, Amy, who is currently a clergy member of the Baltimore-Washington Conference of the United Methodist Church and currently serves in New York. In the email, she includes a set of alternative lyrics to the hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And I want to share these with you now. O little town of Bethlehem, so still in our mind's eye, with candle lights and starlit nights and angels drawing nigh, yet in thy dark streets soundeth the echoed wails of grief, of ancient fears, of bombs and tears, of agony and strife. For Christ was born of Mary and Joseph, born in love, but soldiers came in someone's name with something left to prove. So Mary brought up Jesus in lands broken and cursed to preach and sing of no more kings, of peace to all on earth. How desperately that peace is needed now, which love imparts to human hearts to flower and to grow. Our ears are numbed by anguish, cries from this world of sin. Our weak souls yearn to feel the burn of sacred power within. O holy child of Bethlehem, reveal to us thy way of justice, peace, and healing grace. Be born in us today. We are the Christmas angels. Help us glad tidings tell. O walk with us, shine forth through us, each one, Emmanuel. Will we, as the people of the Christ child, whose birth we celebrate tonight, will we go on about our lives without thought to the pain and the fear suffered by so many in the land called holy, in the little town of Bethlehem and Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and Ramallah and Capernaum and Tiberias and Nazareth and Gaza? Or will we proclaim the Prince of Peace and live as a people of peace, proclaiming the peace of God in a world lost in darkness and needing the light of Christ? Will the Holy Child of Bethlehem so change us that the peace of God will move in and through us and help us to change the world? That's the challenge that Christmas brings, not just this year, but every year. And not just at Christmas time, but at all times and everywhere. As we meet with excitement on Christmas morning and celebrate the love of family and friends, the wonderment of children, may we do so always aware of the calling of the Christ child, the Prince of Peace, whose incarnation and birth we celebrate tonight. May God make your Christmas merry. May God make this season one of rejoicing. May we be filled with the hope of the Christ child. May we know the peace of his presence. And may we share the love and joy of Christ with all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets who proclaimed the coming of the Son, Christ Jesus our Lord, the Savior and Redeemer of the world. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Over 2,000 years ago, the angel Gabriel proclaimed the incarnation and birth of Jesus to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and God became flesh and dwelt among us. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce the time had come when he would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit, and to return on clouds of glory to usher in your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of hope, a kingdom of joy, a kingdom of love. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, the Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take. Eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer our prayers of praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of the faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with your church throughout the world, and strengthen us all to witness faithfully in your name. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen, amen, amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The disciples knew the Lord Jesus in the breaking of the bread. And we know the gift of the presence and grace and peace of the Christ child in the outpoured blood of the Lamb. forth in peace. And may the grace and the peace and the light and the love of God the Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you and keep you now and forevermore. Amen and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.